Betsy Ann Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Wow, we have some very a very exciting interview to share with you. Now, we're going to have to do this in a different way because the person that is giving the interview to one of our conclave members doesn't want to be shown in camera and doesn't want her voice masked over. She doesn't trust any of that technology, and you'll soon understand why. So the way we did it is we had the interviewer, which we will call the Patriot, interview the woman who has the connection to Eric Schmidt, and we'll just call her Jane Doe. And to make this somewhat like the actual event, Thomas has agreed to read the Patriot parts, and I'll be reading for Jane Doe.
That's right, Betsy. This is very important, so I hope all of you take the time to listen to it.
Okay, well, you'll start. And Thomas is playing the role of Patriot, and I'll be the Jane Doe.
That's right, one of our Conclave Anonymous Patriots, who I guess people trust a lot.
All right, well, go ahead. Let's get started.
Thank you for agreeing to this interview. Perhaps we could start with why you decided to have this conversation and why now?
I decided to contact your group after a friend of mine sent me a recent expose on Mark Zuckerberg that you did. I thought it was timely, honest, and was pertinent to the crisis we are in concerning Eric Schmidt's total sellout to China through advanced technology stolen from Google, Facebook, WhatsApp, and other digital platforms that have come to aggressively control all Chinese. I believe Eric's evil program, Dragonfly, has already been implemented in America. I am calling him out for his lies and his complete control by the Chinese Communist Party. Eric has lied so much lately and has admitted that he created the social credit system now ruling China for a ruthless totalitarian government that Eric controlled and manipulated by President Xi Jinping and his Central Committee. In May of this year, Eric said that he also bifurcated the internet for China so that there will soon be two different internets, one controlled by America and one by China. These things, they're immoral and wrong, and they must be stopped.
Those are very big accusations and assertions that you have made. Frankly, why should we believe your story? How do you know these things about Eric?
I have known Eric since his days at Bell Laboratory when he wrongfully got credit for the rewrite of LEX, lexical analyzers. I was working for the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA is probably what you know it as, at the time and took an interest in this opportunity. I liked his spunk and guts and no small amount of looking after number one. When Eric went on to Sun Microsystems and again gleaned the credit for projects he didn't create, I decided to find out what made him tick. Yes, I chose Eric as a lover to figure out what had made him so successful. Eric has always cheated on his wife with many, many women and no small amount of men. I was just another one. But once he moved to Novell and tanked the company, I did him a favor by inviting him to a Highlands Group forum. For those in your audience who might not know about the Highlands Group, it works out of the Naval Intelligence Net Assessment Office and basically is the international group of corporations, venture capitalists, military and corporate intelligence, and the CIA's Incutel agency that uses SAIC and Leidos as their corporate arm. Highlands Group was run by Andrew Marshall for decades, and essentially this group assessed new patents, DARPA, Incutel projects, and military desires for new weapons. We all called Andrew Marshall Yoda because he was basically the head warlord of America, globalist corporations, and the world in general.
Wow, okay. I am coming to believe you and the person who recommended that I interview you. No one else could possibly know those details about those super secret groups. So let me get this straight. You were Eric Schmidt's lover and introduced him to the most notorious warlords in the world who you worked for when you were in DARPA.
Correct.
Okay. And then you got mad at Eric because he, in your opinion, is selling out America to Chinese domination through the internet and Eric's new program called Dragonfly. Is that right?
Yeah. Eric's Dragonfly has already put 33 million Chinese in a more or less digital prison because of a social credit score determined by online digital use. In America, this is already going into place. Eric worked with the Atlantic Council. Donations from the Open Society Foundation and the Cambridge Digital Forensic Investigation Laboratory to control the internet before the 2012, 2016, and 2018 elections. Eric did this in 2012 and 2016 through Groundworks and other high-tech startups. I hate Hillary Clinton and Obama. They both were controlled by Eric and his controllers. Americans don't even know that Eric, who wishes to be the king of the digital world, has already brought these programs from Europe and China to the internet to control Americans. I have such a long history with Eric and his fake cyber king friends in Silicon Valley that I don't have time to tell you all of it. For instance, the aggressive 5G attacks on Americans came through Eric and Hillary using Richard Walker, again, as a shill for Broadcom, working with Qualcomm to roll out endless poisonous 5G antenna broadcasters throughout America. Broadcom is China, and the plan was to sterilize every American exposed to 5G before any more studies could be done. Then China conquers America without firing a shot. Eric donated $1.5 billion to create for Hillary the U.S. Digital Service, which tried to control the 2016 presidential election results. Eric believes that during the 2020 elections, he'll be able to make all of the systems work together to elect a Democrat. Eric hates Trump and more than anything wants him destroyed. Trump stands in the way of Chinese domination. As a matter of fact, Trump is ruining Eric's big plans.
You have my attention. What is Eric's big plan?
Well, that is simple. Total Chinese control of the world. Digital world peace, Eric calls it. You see, Eric is being worse than blackmailed by the Chinese. It is horrible what they've done to Eric and his two daughters, the only people he cares about on the whole planet. Eric doesn't love his wife and never did. The Chinese poisoned Allison. That's his daughter. Over time to control Eric. That is why he agreed to create Dragonfly in the digital vocational training program Eric created to torture Chinese Muslims to death. So far, over 1.5 million Chinese Muslims have died being reprogrammed. Eric is directly responsible for those deaths and the brutal control of the Chinese people by Eric's social credit system. Even though I refuse to talk to Eric now because he's too far gone, like Jim Breyer and Uri Milner, I know his thoughts and his current dilemma. It is a Chinese torture created just for Eric, like they did to control Jim and Uri by giving them everything they ever wanted, unimaginable wealth, sex with everything, uncontrolled power, and then they add the insurance policy of poisoning the person and their family and keeping the antidote secret, slowly doling it out to stop certain death. Unfortunately, Eric tried to keep some control, and communists don't like it like that, so the antidote for Allison stopped and she passed away. But this was after the Chinese forced Eric to work with North Korea.
Are you speaking about that well-reported trip of Eric and his daughter Sophie to North Korea?
Yes, that was completely faked. Sophie even wrote an alleged diary of the entire experience to claim that there was no business done between her dad and North Korea. Eric actually took Sophie into insane danger to get her the first dose of the antidote that the Chinese had poisoned Allison, Sophie, and Eric with. Then they informed Eric that during the trip, they had poisoned him also. Thus, Eric gave the North Koreans the Google Android phone software, and they immediately claimed to have invented it themselves. and it called it Ararang. Everybody knows Eric sold out America on that deal, but only a very few of us know why.
Why did the North Koreans agree to work with the Chinese on this poisoning issue?
Well, the Chinese poisoned Allison and Sophie in America through food. Eric was aware of this and refused to work with the Chinese on their plan to have Wi-Fi beamed from the type of satellites Eric had already designed for the U.S. military. So after they demanded that Eric come to North Korea for Sophie's antidote, they not only blackmailed him into giving the Google Android program, but they also made Eric agree to sneak into China and create a number of programs for them to gain global digital dominance. Eric 100% believes the Chinese will rule the world in 10 years. What China doesn't know is that Eric had planned to rule the world in 20 years, so they were in conflict. Eric has the plans we developed for DARPA, Motorola, and Boston Dynamics to build an undefeatable robot warrior. It was a DARPA project called Atlas. In a strange way, Eric is like Count Dooku from Star Wars, who was a good character who went bad by building his own robot army and clone army to fight against everybody. Count Dooku went rogue, just like Eric. But Eric is being manipulated by the Chinese, who have perfected the art. No one wins against the Chinese. That is why Eric decided 10 years ago to back the Chinese with high-tech IP theft that made the Russian Uri Milner one of the wealthiest men in the world. Eric and Uri stole the IP from Facebook, Google, eBay, Amazon, and others to make Tencent, Baidu, Molotok, 24x7, and Mail.ru, which were instantaneous hits. Uri, who represented the Communist Chinese Central Committee, was even allowed to trade on the London Stock Exchange. Eric hated this and was always jealous of Uri and Jim Breyer, who basically run their own kingdoms in China. Eric has often said he wants to be Eric Khan. Nothing crazy about that, is there?
This is the most shocking and amazing story I've ever heard. Then, why did Eric lie about Dragonfly and Muslim extermination in China?
Eric was so naive that he believed the Chinese when they said that they would not implement Dragonfly and social credit for years. Actually, they will have complete control of everyone in China in 2 years. The plan is to have sterilized all Americans with 5G by that time and have control of all technology in America through these systems. Then, with 5G in place, the Atlas Warrior robot army will be finished and can move in to disarm all Americans, arrest those who resist. America will simply become a vassal of China due to our digital addictions, which was all planned from the beginning.
I don't understand how Eric became so rich that he owns a piece of every digital pie at this point.
That's the way of the military, is they create mythical cyber geniuses as facades for Silicon Valley corporations and then allow those idiots to buy into the next DARPA no-bid government contract that eventually becomes a monopoly subsidized by the government. Jim Breyer from Excel Partners, John Doerr from Kleiner Perkins, and Sir Michael Moritz from the Sequoia Capital and the other standard venture capital companies always knew ahead of time who was the chosen one for the next big venture. At DARPA, we use taxpayer money up front to pay for people like Larry Brin and Sergey Page to win the DARPA contest. Then we make sure that the insider traders from the Highlands Group know about the next startup that will make an initial public offering, an IPO, with assets of millions, but will immediately bump up to a company worth billions. Thus, Eric took a borrowed $100 million and bet on the next Highland Group sure bet, Facebook. Then Eric withdrew his billions after the IPO and went on from there to buy up every insider Highlands Group startup that he could. After that, he was on the Council on Foreign Relations, chosen cyber lord, and nothing could stop him. Eric gets placed on any board he wants with a wink. Why, you ask? Because he is the ultimate high-tech insider trader.
That's how he came to control Facebook. But how did he get control of Google?
What I'm about to tell you has seldom ever been said out loud. Brin and Page were stooges. They were chosen because they would lie, not because they invented something. They were given a top-secret DARPA program called Mimix, which we had used as the best search engine we could develop. It was all military, and the dark web at first. We used it to sucker in the enemy, unbeknownst to them, and then subliminally brainwash them, attempting to create behavioral outcomes through digital dopamine reward systems and adrenaline excretions. It worked like a charm. So the CIA's Incutel agency suggested we give the system out to everyone in the world and see if we can't control the world globally through digital addiction and manipulation. Again, it worked like a charm. So we created the fake National Science Project that Brin and Page participated in. They simply did the best job of the dozen people involved, but they didn't invent anything. They simply used Mimix and made it commercial. Facebook and Zuckerberg did the same thing with LifeLog, which was another DARPA Incutel project that needed a boy genius at the front as a front man. Mark was simply used. I find it amazing how easily people are lied to effectually. Eric is one big fat lie. Mark, Jim, Elon, Peter, the whole gang got their inventions from DARPA and Incutel's patent theft. I know, I was there in the meetings.
So, are you evil too?
Yes. In a way, I fell into the same evil trap, but for different reasons. I actually was naive and thought I was doing it for my country. I only found out about it after years in DARPA what was really going on. It actually comes down to a handful of people who control the world. I happen to know most of them. No one does anything without tech support, and I was at the heart of the high-tech innovation at DARPA, Motorola, Boston Dynamics, Facebook Building 8, and many other skunkworks projects for Lockheed, Boeing, BAE, and others. Yeah, I'm one of those cyber warlords. But I did it in good faith until I found out the whole truth just months ago. That is why I feel I have an obligation to spill the beans and let the powers that stand for honesty, morality, and truth to finally have their day. I have seen too much to let Eric and the gang sell us out to China and sterilize every American in the process. The whole system of DARPA weaponization of patents and inventions must stop immediately. Letting Andrew Marshall and his warlords weaponize every invention must be stopped now. I will keep speaking out against this evil group of people with Eric at the head. There are many others I can name because I was essentially one of their bosses. So I have a great deal of firsthand experience with these cyberfakes, most of whom are total tech idiots and embarrass the profession every time they open their mouth and lie.
So what happens to Eric if he doesn't do China's bidding?
They will stop giving him the antidote, and he and his daughter Sophie will meet the same fate as Allison did. They lie and say Allison died from a long-standing illness. It's nonsense.
Sorry, I'm slow on the uptake with some of my questions, but frankly, I am taken aback by your honesty and all that you are saying. Unfortunately, I still don't understand why Eric went with the Chinese offer to begin with.
At first, it was money. Eric has always said he won't stop even after becoming a trillionaire. Eric believed his buddy Henry Kissinger's pronouncement that America had lost its place as the globally dominant force to China due to the high-tech revolution and Chinese IP theft. So Eric thought his connection to China and his buddies Jim and Yuri would make him a trillionaire. But there was a much more nefarious reason Eric aligned with China. China allows Eric to experiment on life extension research using aborted baby tissue and organs. Everyone knows that the number one thing Eric thinks about is longevity. He wants to live forever, but believes he already has the technology to 180. He has said this many times to the press. Think back to his offshore laboratories on huge ships where he was experimenting on things that are illegal in America. Well, guess what? They aren't illegal in China, as long as you are a favor of the Communist Central Committee. Eric, like most of the cyber kings, are obsessed with extending their life indefinitely. They often say it's their intent to live in a body for hundreds of years and then move to an artificial intelligence host after that. They sit around thinking about their infinite money, but lack of immortality. Let me make this clear. These are idiots who are psychopaths with delusions of grandeur. They are little boys in a sandbox. Until I came along, it was almost all boys, except for Hillary Clinton. The boys were afraid of dying. I think that's because they are afraid of karma and the consequences of their lies and despicable actions. The ones I know don't sleep without sleeping pills due to being awake all night plotting their takeover of the world. Well, Eric's plans of world domination pale against the efforts of Communist China. The Central Committee will simply eat Eric alive and spit him out as they've done to countless people before him. Don't get me wrong, Eric is very useful to China right now. He is the head architect of the digital totalitarian Chinese Communist state. He will live forever in history as an evil and ghastly man. History won't know about the poisoning. Eric, like all the aging world conquerors, uses transfusions of younger blood to extend his life. He has tried everything that money can buy to extend his life, and then he is taken down by his greed for wealth and power by the Chinese with some unknown powder they put in his food. This is funny because the old Chinese kings were also obsessed with extending their life and putting mercury in their food. The mercury actually shortened their lives. I think the same thing happened to Eric. And it is sad the Chinese are so brutal that they also included his daughters. But no cruelty is beyond the Chinese government. I have never had anything to do with China. That is, except for the shared weaponized inventions of the Highlands Group. But I gained no money from the decades of work I did in that area. I was never there for personal gain. Eric often said he would leave his wife and divorce her so that we could be together forever. Personally, I'm a Christian, and I don't share most of Eric's crazy beliefs, even though he preached them to me for decades. I don't believe and haven't for over a decade. Hardly anything Eric says. He talks like George Soros as a divinely anointed king of the world whose mission is for the sake of all humanity, when it is simply childish desires that evaporate at death. I don't want China to have our technology. I was shocked to find out that China was allowed to hack into every government system, even DARPA. China and Russia were given the IP that was weaponized by the Highlands Group. That is when I left and moved into private industry, with the help of Eric and the gang. But now I want to focus on human-based technology driven by human intelligence for the benefit of humans. Eric is all about AI and believes that perhaps he will become the AI of the internet in the future. He actually entertains such thoughts. Just one word comes to mind: megalomaniac. And personally, I don't want to be on any ship that he's at the helm of. Eric is going down, and I hope with honest people coming forward, he will take China with him.
Wow. My brain needs oxygen. What you are describing is my worst fears about Silicon Valley, more like nightmares. And you have been right in among the war demons and goblins who make the weapons. You seem so sweet and nice. After speaking with the anonymous source of my last expose, I expected you to be the witch of the viral world of war. Really, DARPA and the whole thing, you know? I have only ever spoken to one other person who has attended Highlands Group's forums, and she said those people were pure evil and could burn a hole through you with their demonic eyes. Cold-hearted, bloodthirsty warlords, plain and simple. That's what she called them.
Well, she was right. I couldn't have described it better. Sitting with the international think tank that assures continued war is breathtaking. I didn't know that weapons dealers, both conventional and virtual, sit around and calculate the deaths that will arise from going forward with the new project. But DARPA is a death machine, pure and simple. I worked for the Death Lords to keep America safe and free, but those old, naive beliefs of mine have long gone to the wayside. I really have no justification for any of those programs. Now remember, when I say those DARPA projects, I'm referring to taxpayer-funded weaponization of the internet, Facebook, PayPal, Google, Twitter, Gmail, YouTube, Amazon, Netflix, Microsoft, Apple, you know, etc., etc. It disgusts me to know what I know about these fake corporations and their takeover of the world. I helped create these programs. I had no idea they would all go out of control. I'm trying to rectify those mistakes right now.
Can we stop the overthrow of free speech by Google, Alphabet, Facebook, etc.?
I don't know. It may be too late. Stopping the spread of Broadcom, Qualcomm was a good start. But then they gave the software out to so many companies, and the $40 billion yearly subsidizing of 5G may be the end of America as we know it. I'm encouraged by the actions against Huawei, ZTE, Lenovo, Chinese semiconductors and microchips, and other such actions. But China marches on no matter how many troops may die. China is basically the worst enemy we've ever had now that Eric, through Alphabet, Boston Dynamics, Motorola, and his 5G spy satellites built for the U.S. military are in the hands of Chinese totalitarians. I really don't know. If we listened to Eric, and I'm never going to speak to him again personally, you would hear him tell America that we have 2 years before his Chinese plan to dominate America kicks in. If 5G goes in, Eric's robots and the Internet of Things will control America. I know that sounds harsh, but remember that Eric told us Dragonfly and the Chinese social credit system would only be partially functional in a few years. Lie. It is fully functional now and killing people as we speak. Eric knows this. So if Eric says the America social credit system will rule America in 10 years, you can bet it's more like 2 or 3 years. He is building Chinese-controlled robot warriors as we speak. The U.S. military has already put Atlas, our robot warrior, into active duty. So when you ask me about the future, even though that is my business, I cannot predict it.
So are you saying Eric's plans to dominate America are already in place?
Yes. I've already mentioned his election rigging activities, but his digital news service controls all mainstream media outlets. Eric owns the program that runs Avid and ISIS Management, the system that filters every word on 127 media outlets. That's why the news is the same wherever you look. Eric's program scrubs the news. Eric created a dozen look-alike programs for Europe, where his programs have effectively stopped free speech. But it's not about the old systems. It's about the new ones. And Eric controls research and development for dozens of the largest corporations. No digital innovations go without his approval and perhaps funding if he knows it will become a government monopoly. Eric and Jim Breyer haven't been wrong in over 100 startups they have funded. Amazingly good odds, don't you think? Insider trading. Personally, I never had any money to invest or I would be rich. I never went for the money, just the power. Women power is what I am about. These Silicon Valley boys were simply toys in my hands. Eric thought he was manipulating me when in fact I was manipulating him once I saw the light. And now I'm shining a bright light on his corruption and plans. These evil plans must be stopped. And I personally can't do it myself. I believe that Facebook and Google have a short life expectancy at this point. Their corruption and lies have been outed. That is why it's okay for me to speak the truth I experienced.
I am overwhelmed. What can a simple person do to help?
Well, it's much more simple than people think, but it must come from every person on the planet. Simply reject big tech. Slow it down by not buying it, using it, or allowing it at all to be used on children. Protect yourself. These are serious, deadly weapons you call your smartphone, iPad, or computer. Technology as war has advanced faster than humans have developed in morality. We are doomed to blow ourselves up if we keep making war toys and putting them in hands of people like Andrew Marshall and Eric Schmidt. These boys can't help themselves. They want more and more without consequence. That is why all this evil goes on in small groups that most people don't know exist. If people knew, they would hang the traitors who give American IP and trade secrets to our enemies just to feed their war machine. Eric has become one of those war machines, and I want to see someone stop him. He's out of control.
I want to thank you for what you're doing. This is truly patriotic, even if a little late in the game. I personally have hope because of people like you. Everyone can wake up. It is not a sin to sleep. I could go on asking you questions endlessly, but I feel I have already been blessed by the time you have so willingly given. Seriously, we can't thank you enough. We will do what we can. We will transcribe this and submit it to the boss, and if they believe you and the information can be properly vetted, I hope I can get your message out to many people. Of course, I would like to reflect on this rather upsetting information and then write down a bunch of questions for you.
I'd be happy to answer any questions that I can through this secure line, and right now, only through you until we see where this goes. I just want to help stop the madness. I feel I owe the American people that. I never really saw myself as a patriot, but I guess I might be one.
Thank you again for blowing my mind. I will be working hard to find supporting material in the open media to amplify what you have told me today. I will submit them with this interview, and perhaps we can get this thing to go viral, and we can stop the truly evil plans of Eric and his gang. Any parting comments?
I can't tell you how this makes me feel. I'm not one for sentiment, but I feel a huge weight lifting off my chest. I am pleased with my decision to have no further working with the Companions of Darkness. A new day needs to come when lies are like millstones around the neck of the liars.